Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. Germany's government and the two major opposition parties said Sunday they would jointly nominate former East German rights activist Joachim Gauck to be the country's next president. Chancellor Angela Merkel said her centre-right coalition government and the centre-left opposition rallied behind Gauck, who was initially proposed by the opposition Social Democrats and Greens. The announcement was made 2 days after Christian Wolff resigned over corruption allegations. Merkel announced the decision in Bonn after meeting with leaders of the two main opposition parties. Gauck is a former East German dissident who became custodian of the files left behind by the communist Stasi secret police. Merkel was initially reluctant to back him, but Gauck was favoured by the Free Democrats, the junior partner in the Merkel coalition. Merkel has until March the 18th to hold a constitutional assembly to appoint a replacement for Wolff. Gauck lost to Wolff in the third ballot the last time Germany appointed a president in 2010. Iran has halted oil shipments to Britain and France in an apparent preemptive blow against the European Union after the bloc imposed sanctions on Iran's crucial fuel exports. Iran's oil minister had warned earlier this month that Tehran could cut off oil exports to what it termed hostile European nations. The 27-nation EU accounts for about 18% of Iran's oil exports. Iran's targeting of Britain and France appeared to be a political decision to punish the two countries for supporting tougher sanctions against Iran over its disputed nuclear program. The EU imposed tough sanctions against Iran last month, which included a freeze of the country's central bank assets and an oil embargo set to begin in July. Egypt recalled its ambassador to Damascus on Sunday, state media reported, in the latest move by an Arab state to isolate President Bashar al-Assad and pressure him to hold a violent crackdown on protesters. The foreign ministry also said the Syrian government had decided to recall its ambassador to Cairo. Egypt's move follows last week's Arab League call for Arab states to hold diplomatic cooperation with Syria. Meanwhile, a judge, a lawyer and his driver have been shot dead in Idlib in what the opposition said was a targeted attack. Both men had voiced support for the opposition. Tens of thousands of people protested across Spain on Sunday against sweeping labour market reforms introduced by Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy's government that had to make it easier to slash pay and lay off workers. Spain's two biggest unions, the CCOO and UGT, led protests in 57 cities against the reforms, which Spain's new conservative government argues are needed to slash a jobless rate of 22.85%, the highest in the developed world. The two largest protests were held in Madrid and Barcelona. Unemployment in Spain has tripled since 2007, when it dropped to as low as 7.9%, a year before the property bubble burst, laying waste to millions of jobs in the construction sector. A suicide bomber detonated his car Sunday as a group of police recruits left the academy in Baghdad, killing 20 in the latest strike on security officials. Police said the suicide bomber was waiting on the street outside the fortified academy near the Interior Ministry in an eastern neighbourhood in the Iraqi capital. Five policemen were among the dead, the rest were recruits. Another 28 recruits and policemen were wounded. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing. The number of terrorist attacks in Iraq has increased over the last few months. One of the reasons is political disputes between Shiites and Sunnis. A stoppage by a ground crew at Frankfurt Airport, which has grounded hundreds of flights, will continue for a third day on Monday, and their union said it was prepared to continue the dispute for weeks. Some 200 crew at Europe's third largest airport plan to strike for 24 hours from 0400 GMT, the GDF trade union said on Sunday, after airport operator Fraport rejected a proposal settlement from an arbitrator. The strike has forced Lufthansa to cancel 200 scheduled flights on Monday. Finally, in Sunday's Bundesliga soccer action, Schalke thrashed Wolfsburg 4-0 to keep them in contention with the leaders. In the day's other match, Hanover defeated Stuttgart by 4-2.